from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump is calling the ongoing, rare face-to-face talks between representatives of North and South Korea a big start. He says he hopes they will go beyond whether the North will be a part of next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea. Representatives from both nations, who are still officially at war, are now meeting in Panmunjom, the so-called peace village straddling the border where the 1953 armistice ending the fighting was signed. Tuesday's talks are widely expected to focus on the Olympics and whether athletes from the North and South can march jointly at the opening ceremonies. Other topics are likely to include resuming family reunions and a general improvement in relations. The United States has no part in Tuesday's talks, but is looking toward its close ally, South Korea, to possibly lead to some kind of dialogue with the North Korean regime. South Korea said it will announce Tuesday whether it will respect an agreement between the country's previous government and Japan that was aimed at resolving a feud over so-called comfort women who were forced to work in Japan's wartime brothels. Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa will hold a news conference to reveal what measures the government intends to take to follow up on a public-private panel that concluded last week that the accord had failed to meet the women's needs. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has said the deal, under which Japan apologized to the victims and provided $8.8 million to a fund to help them, was seriously flawed. This is VOA News. There have been